With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The House gearing up for a vote today on ending the four-day-old partial government shutdown. Majority Leader Steve Scalise says there's been a whole lot of horse trading going on.
We always work till the midnight hour to get the votes, and, you know, you never start the process with everybody on board. You work through it. And you could say that with every major bill we passed.
And he says President Trump has been actively involved in the process.
Obviously, the president really wants this. The president's going to still be negotiating on the remaining homeland piece. But in the meantime, we want to make sure our troops are paid. We want to make sure we get the rest of the bills that are all identical to what we passed out of the House back a few weeks ago through to the president's desk.
The government, except for the Department of Homeland Security, would be funded through September. DHS would get 2 weeks of funding while lawmakers debate ICE reforms. New York City's new Democratic Socialist mayor is facing a barrage of criticism, and it's not only because mountains of rat-infested garbage have been piling up in the streets.
Several people have died in New York during the recent cold snap, and hypothermia is suspected of playing a role in the majority of cases. Critics say Mayor Zohran Mamdani's emphasis on voluntary shelter placement leaves vulnerable people exposed during dangerous weather. They argue that the broader use of enforcement, involuntary intervention, especially for those with severe mental illness or addiction who refuse shelter, might have saved lives. Bob Agner reporting.
Every Homeland Security officer on the ground, including ICE officers, being issued body cameras in Minneapolis. Homeland Security Secretary Noem says it will start in Minneapolis and then will subsequently go nationwide. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures are down 4 points, while the Nasdaq futures are up 130 points. This is SRN News. Religious Americans talk about political violence.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that majorities of all religious groups believe political leaders failing to condemn violent rhetoric of their own followers leads to violence. People of faith also believe that false or misleading information and images generated by AI that spread on social media contribute a lot to violent actions in society. The poll also finds that majorities of all religious groups oppose the public display of hate symbols. Michael Harrington reporting.
Young Jews in Morocco are flocking to classes designed to revive Jewish culture in a nation that used to have a large Jewish community. According to the latest data, 99% of Jews of Moroccan heritage today live elsewhere. After major migrations in the 20th century, only around 2,500 Jews remain in a country where they once made up 5% of the population. Today, some 1 million Moroccan Jews make up one of Israel's largest ethnic groups. This is SRN News. A suspected hazing death under investigation in Arizona.
A Northern Arizona University student has died after a night of drinking at an off-campus fraternity event, leading to the arrest of three fraternity members and an investigation by the school. The 18-year-old male student was found unresponsive at a home by police officers Saturday after bystanders performed CPR but were not successful in reviving him. Police say the student had attended a rush event for the Delta Tau Delta fraternity for Friday night. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Waymo's global expansion plans getting a big boost as the robo-taxi pioneer has raised another $16 billion, fueling its plan to go worldwide. Waymo is now valued at roughly $126 billion. And the venture has come a long way since starting as a moonshot project within Google. That was 17 years ago. More details at srnnews.com.